Early Friday morning on December 2nd, I awoke from a cold sleep at Standing Rock in North Dakota, and I decided I need a cup of hot tea from the medicine tent, which was not too far away. The elders and others had already gathered at the sacred fire and were beginning their daily processional to the Cannonball River for the morning water ceremony, something they have done every day since the beginning of the protection, regardless of the weather. As I stood there with my cup of hot tea warding off the cold, one of the women leading the ceremony gave me a drink of water, and another poured some in my hands, saying, quote, "Water is life," unquote. I joined the processional and walked to the riverbank where the men lined the steep embankment to offer support to those going to the edge of the river in the cold, slippery conditions. The ceremony took an hour while the elders, both women and men, offered prayers for the protection of Mother Earth and the water that gives life to all. I have attended many religious ceremonies, and this one was as solemn as any, a couple of times moving me to tears. The helicopter circling overhead did not distract the occasion, although I was certain that was the intention. As the prayers and songs ended, we helped the elders and others back up the embankment. I found myself getting angry. I have heard many arguments against the protectors, and after my second trip to Standing Rock, I can say that the arguments are either half-truths or outright lies. I described the anger I felt to my four Eau Claire area traveling companions, and they all counseled me to let it go, because everything we have heard or seen from the protectors was about being peaceful. From when we pulled into camp and were asked if we had any weapons or drugs, to the sacred fire ceremony reminding us that we all bleed red. Why do the wealthy and the powerful find it so easy to vilify nonviolent protectors who are simply standing in the way of the most wealthy, ruthless, and greedy industry in the history? The same corporations, media and otherwise, who implied that invading Iraq would be a cakewalk, are the same ones telling us that we need this pipeline, and spills are just the cost of doing business. They are heavily armed and violent, yet complain about the violence of unarmed people. These are the same people who hired private security and turned dogs loose to bite people and then charge a journalist with rioting for taking pictures of the atrocity. The degradation of the air and water in West North Dakota already have some scientists worrying that the whole region could become the largest Superfund site in the U.S. Pipelines break regularly. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration records a major spill every month. A recent example is what happened at the Kalamazoo River in Michigan. There, Enbridge Company engineers, when noticing a drop in the pipeline pressure, turned the pressure up without investigating, making the oil spill in that beautiful fishery even worse. The river may never recover. The fear of a spill in the Missouri River is real, and the effects would be disastrous. This is proven by the fact that the people, mostly white, in Bismarck and Mandan insisted the pipeline be moved downstream from them. I remember when the Alaska pipeline was going to save us from foreign oil. It is great irony that the DAPL may provide oil for export. Of course, there is another way, and that would call for investing the $3.8 billion the pipeline is rumored to cost into clean, green energy. We are already moving towards a day when energy use does not mean polluted air and water, but it will take massive public pressure, like what is happening at Standing Rock and other places across the country and the world, to force the issue. The amount of money that the fossil fuel industry uses to influence government is virtually unlimited, and politicians respond to money like a dog to a bone. There is no better place to look for justification of clean energy than the preamble to the Constitution. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Where is the justice at Standing Rock? Where is the tranquility in an oil spill? Where is the common defense in Mideast wars over oil? Where is the general welfare in the lung diseases associated with fossil fuels and the high cost of heating fuel? Where is the liberty when fossil fuels own many in Congress? What kind of earth are we leaving to our children and grandchildren for our posterity? The fossil fuel industry must believe the preamble was written for them, because they certainly don't act like it was written for the rest of us. The water protectors hold what is near and dear to all of humanity, and that starts with clean air and water. The most prevalent phrase at Standing Rock is, "Water is life." Don't rely on our politicians to do what is best for us, as they largely are owned by the fossil fuel industry. Keep pushing them to do the right thing and tell the truth. Set your Google News alerts to oil spill and see how often you get a hit. Keep the conversation going. After all, it is we the people. For those who argue about the short-term profits of clean energy, remember the words of the Greek proverb. A society grows great when old people plant trees whose shade they know they shall never sit in.